limitations in Traveler to create community and some of the problems that are facing us. And I guess I'll just tell it, most everybody shows up here.
Okay.
Hello, no, Bruce here. Bruce here.
Hi, Bruce. So Oz stepped in, yeah, eh?
Yep, we've been talking a lot this weekend on starting a community source Traveler and making game columns and just really getting a plan and a team together collectively just to get the platform and an evolution.
Yeah, so you're hitting on a favorite subject of mine. And we really would like to make this better.
Well, a large part of it is being able to move it out of the ticky talk and into real-time relationships between people.
We agree.
Have you kept track of the Spielberg attempt to do that? Bruce, do you know about that?
No, please look.
Well, Spielberg has started to put kiosks into hospitals where kids can have interactive relationships between hospitals and they're linked by their illness. You know, they can play games together, they can interact, but they don't have any of this. There's a list of limitations that strikes me that Traveler has, and not the least of which is not being able to use your own photo or a photo that you choose to use as an avatar.
Yeah.
I've talked to Dom a couple of times about this. It seems like it's got to be tantalizingly close. Is this brought up at any of the other meetings?
In fact, what our approach has been is once the source we have the compiled source. Dave has got the source to all compile. He's rebuilt the missing components. And once we move it to DirectTV and modern, we'll support Firma 2 and we could build arbitrary avatars and spaces and maybe platform that we'd be delivering to that. So all of that would become possible if we can get the team leadership and the sum resource much too much that's needed.
I'm not an animal.
Sorry, what was that?
I was going by the I was saying quote. I am not an animal. I can make avatars a little closer to the photorealism. That is a very interesting project. It can't make a very heavy duty.
Well, just a JPEG with legs and arms would be cute. You know, like postage stamp. It's what we were talking about trying to do here.
I've read some studies where people were to wrap their photo around, say, you know, a skull shape in order to approximate, you know, their look in an avatar. And I think the usual response when they saw their own face on a model like that was yuck. it didn't appear enough like them to be them. They they didn't feel so good about the idea after they saw it in practice.
That's interesting.
Has it occurred to anybody?
For months, but when I chose on another avatar car, nobody would let me change it because my voice was too familiar to this avatar.
Uh-huh.
The community also kind of forms your character as they see you as well.
Yeah. Has it come under discussion how to make this commercially viable without losing its soul?
Well, I just sent you a link of a project Google Space did 5-6 years ago with the video cards, photos and real live video on photos. Anyway, just for your interest. And yes, we had a lot of discussion yesterday on immersive corporate, intersection of corporate and pure community space. How tricky that is. I tend to think that they mix like water and water.
Bruce, I have two avatars, Steve and Lady J, who can't see you, and I was going to ask you respectfully to re-enter the room. So
okay, I'll do that.
You want
to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
Sir? Need to re-enter?
No, Bruce.
Pause. Oh, okay.
Just hit that re-enter button. It's just to the left of the microphone meter that dances up and down when you talk. Thank you.
This, even though I never meant this, the commercial store front, in terms of getting industry interested to the point where they would put some money into the R&D of it.
Well, I think the last 6-7 years have shown that possibly a better home sponsor for this kind of platform is either research and development, such as we're doing with the National Institute of or NASA, and or a university grant research programs, because they really are looking at experimental social research value rather than some kind of commercial value. And you tend to be able to sustain things much longer term at lower levels, so with sponsors and partners like that. You don't come in and close the doors one day.
Uh-huh.
I could probably pull some university resources into this, but I haven't run across any industry yet that's even the slightest bit interested.
Huh. So it might take something like a band. How was the concert, by the way?
That went pretty good.
They each had their own computer?
No, that would have introduced an unacceptable latency into the system. No, they were all in one place and played together through one microphone.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's something, some history for you. Two other people from the music industry have been interested in Traveler in the past. One is Michael Nesmith, who I talked extensively about virtual worlds. He was actually part of our Avatars 98 event, the Video Ranch team. And then Bruce Pavitt, who's founded the Nirvana label. He loved Traveler and was in it for a period of time. But both of them thought there is a real potential for this environment as a shared music venue or a band type venue. And if we do get the team together and the resources, we will actually convert to the Speaks open source codec and get much better sound, no breakup kind of a thing, and do a whole bunch of stuff that could push the platform toward a venue for sharing music. Anyway, that's one direction and a couple of folks that have expressed a lot of interest in the past.
Yeah, I was thinking at one point of just putting my comedy album, developing an avatar, sticking it downstairs, and just letting the comedy album run out through the mouse. But so far the avatars can't really cut it that way. And not only that, but I don't think that's why people come to hang out in these places.
I think you're right.
I think it's mostly... go ahead.
Steve DiPaola really captured it well yesterday in his talk. He said they don't come for themed things, themed discussions. They come to hang with their friends and to talk. Yeah, but the sharing of music is a part of the hanging with friends, and kind of like a club scene in a sense. So, who knows? Maybe if we are able to make Traveler a plugin, a web plugin that comes in real easily, it could be a instant venue space that could be associated with a site, and that's an idea I've had for years, and I think certainly Dave Collins has too. I should go grab my.
I find it interesting. I personally think that there's two types of people that are interested in Traveler. The first type is the room developer. And unfortunately or fortunately, they're very important to the whole being of the whole existence of Traveler, because it's they that build these wonderful rooms that you and I can come and meet, which then brings the other avenue of you know, the community and meeting of friends, and that's the other group. So a lot of people like to see these cool rooms, and really most people, other than the true enthusiasts, they don't care whether we've only got in here spin facility. They don't care about that. They like what they see. Yes, they'd like more, but they come to meet with friends. I mean, I've been doing this for 6-7 years, and that's the reason why I come here. Sure, I'd like the ability to have greater depth of colour, etc., but we don't have that. Now, when we look back over the last 2, 3, 4 years and see what has happened within the 3D realm, it's scary. One of the things that one of the program platforms that I think of straight off is that one called There, and that's T-H-E-R-E. It came out for those of us that were fortunate enough to be beta testers. We got in, we tested it. It was fantastic at the stage. It didn't have voice. They sunk millions of dollars. It came. It then got voice. It then was released into the public, and it died within months. Why? Because they can't make money from it. Now, from a standpoint of pouring development dollars into this, somebody needs a return, and nobody's going to get a return, in my opinion. The reason why this program has sustained and has kept alive is because of, you know, these weirdos like myself that love the program as it is. We're going to put in a lot of money, and we could sink trillions of dollars into this. It still won't make it any better from a standpoint of getting bigger audiences, because I don't think we ever will. Now, I'm being a bit of a pessimist, I suppose, but I'm also, hopefully, being a realist. I love this program just as much as anybody else, but it has its limitations. And one of the limitations is, by me speaking like right now, you know a lot about me. You know that I'm Australian. You know that I'm male. You can possibly get an idea of my age, etc. But in text, nobody knows. And I think that's the problem we're always going to have in a 3D world. Whether, I mean, for goodness sakes, Noel, you're talking about a photograph. Trust me, you would not want to see a photograph of me. I'm stuck on an avatar. But I think that's one of the unique problems that Traveller has and will always have.
I might respectfully disagree about the numbers. I think that we can bring more people in here, most especially if we make this more cross-platform compatible, which is certainly what the universities are asking me on an almost daily basis. You know, if we could port this over to Linux and over to Mac, they could use this in their everyday education needs.
You see, I agree with you, Oz. I really do. I agree with you. But we can't get it right in Windows yet. What chance have we got at getting it right in Linux and Mac, for goodness sakes? Linux. I mean, I'll be speaking shortly on Talkspace. I would dearly love to see Linux built around Talkspace, but it just won't happen because there's not the market for it. And there's reprogramming is big dollars, a lot of resources which we just don't have.
Well, in my opinion, if we can pull the universities in, we can do it for low dollars with big resources. You know, we can pull in students from all over the world, and I'm perfectly prepared to do that. Certainly, if they were cross-platform compatible with Mac and Linux users too, this will take off in the university market, and everything else will trickle down. Now we'll have a whole bunch of new users who are, used to using this for their classrooms, and then find out, oh, by the way, there's an active community that's been here for 10 years, and I think that will all take care of itself if we can get the ball rolling.
I have a couple of teacher friends at the school here. Now, granted, this is a high school, and that there's not as much budgeting as there would be in a university, but one of them, the astronomy teacher, wants to use this as a classroom.
Very good.
Yeah, look, Noel, and everybody else, I don't want to sound the wet blanket here. The instant I landed into Traveller, I could see potential for education. We've got a thing out here called the School of the Air. Because the sort of study is so large and so sparsely populated, we've got situations where kids do their schooling over two-way radio. I believe it's called HF radio. Now, I could see Talkspace in particular perfect for that. And I tried it about 2 years ago with the education department here. Now, they wanted a few things. Once again, we sort of were let down by resources and development. I don't know. I don't want to sound too pessimistic, but I've tried for 5 years to make a go of this from a financial standpoint, and I just couldn't get past block one.
You know, another limitation about people in terms of numbers. I think Steve's got a point. This many people at a cocktail party, at a real party, much less a virtual party, is an awkward number. What would happen is two or three of us would get off in a corner somewhere, and we'd talk, and then we'd kind of come back, and we'd link up with another two or three. There's cross-pollination that happens, but it doesn't happen in a lecture situation. To me, the most effective use of Traveller so far that I've seen was, granted, there was a lot of emotion involved. Following 9/11 was the church services that Steve held. I mean, to come into a room with you guys and sit quietly and then have, in honor in shock attempt to reach out to each other in a human kind of way, and then hear Steve talk about his relationship with God or everyone's hunger for certain spirituality, that that's about the best practice of this I've seen. But when I see large groups of us get together like this, it's really not so socially interactive as it is almost like a lecture series. Do you agree?
I have a unique opinion about this. We host a lot of language studies classes on my European server. Umeå University, specifically HumLab, uses this for meetings. The Dalarna University uses this for Italian classes, two or three times a week. Lund University and Chalmers University are wanting to get into it. This server that we're on right now is being hosted by James Madison University, and these guys are ready to go. And that is a very effective use of this. And this is performing in ways that Talkspace never could, because there are a lot of voice applications that sound like you're all crammed into a closet together, where this has spatial distance attenuation. You know, we can break off into little study groups or different mingling groups in a cocktail party, if you will, and then we can all meet back in the middle and listen to you. And that all works. It's working now. Sure.
Is it possible for any one of us to audit any of these circumstances? Could we drop in to see how they actually do it? I would love to turn the teacher's work here onto a circumstance like that.
I would just go through the formality of asking them if it's okay, but I'm sure they would say yeah, and yeah, I can set that up in a short space of time.
Once again, I have to be, I mean, I can't even believe I'm even sort of taking this standpoint, but there are two issues here. Sure, I mean, we can get all these groups to use it, and we know we can. I mean, Oz, you have done it, you're doing it now, I've been doing it, most people have been doing it. There's one thing, with respect, anyone can give stuff away for nothing. Crikey, even I can do that. The arts is telling somebody that they need something and getting them to spend their precious dollars. Now, as nasty as it sounds, for us to go ahead developmental wise, we have to bring in money. And if we're going to bring in money, people are going to have to see a return. How many of us would have used this if we had to pay, say, $20 or $30 a year for the clients? Or how many of the server operators would have used it if they had to fork out, you know, $10,000 was what OnLive originally sold a server license for. $10,000, for goodness sakes. And we ask why they went bust. We ask ourselves why communities went bust. Everybody tried to do it with these ridiculous dollars. And it didn't work. Now, if we can get people to develop, I mean, one of the biggest bugbears that I've had with this program, and one of the reasons why it was a pain because of the church service, was it had a limitation of 20 users per room. I hate that, and we hate it now. We've been experiencing the cloning of once and twice of each room. But it's the importance of, I don't know, there are certain glitches that we've got to clean up on this travel, but on the same token, we've got to be realistic. Resources are no longer free and flowing like they were up until last century. The resources are very tight, and if we can't see, if we can't prove to somebody that has the dollars that there's money to be made out of this, we're not going to get it. I always see this being a subculture like it is now. I believe that I'm not totally in agreement with total open source, but something along the lines of open source is the only way it's going to go ahead, in my opinion.
I have another perspective on that, if I may. Okay, I don't think we need millions of dollars to put into this, and like Steve said, I don't think that would help a whole lot. What we need is elbow grease. What we need is talented people who can help you do coding. I can pull that in from the university. As for money, these guys are just begging for a project to justify some of the stuff that they do. HumLab is all about human interaction using our technology. And it's not all about Uber Geeks, it's about regular people using it in a regular way, just like we are right now. Pardon?
Film Lab, you say, Haas?
Hum Lab, H-U-M, short for human, Hum Lab. It's in Umeå University in Sweden. They're my sponsor for my European service. Okay, and the point of contact there would be Dr. Patrick Svensson.
I want to mention something if I can.
Sure.
I tend to agree that I think that this will be, I agree with Steve in that this will be a subculture. I think it's miraculous that this such a thing, which creates such immersion and personal connection, was created in the 90s, and it was another miracle that we were able to save it. And in a sense, we're carrying it forward. We were given this chance to carry this platform forward, and we're just trying to do that. But I think that, you know, what we're doing, we have six or seven projects from NASA now, all funded projects. And what I'm doing is I'm principal investigator on four or five of them. It just really splits my day up, I have to tell you. But what I'm doing as a PI is I'm hiring interns at the University of Southern California School of Cinema TV. And these interns, for a few thousand dollars a quarter, are tremendous. They're graduate students. And they will build a whole platform for us on an agent-based system we want done, artificial life systems. And I, as PI, can do this for 1 to 2 years. And so I'm expecting that they're going to write the professional environment. I think they will. And once that's done, we're going to put it into the open source community and then manage it from there and try to gradually propagate the A-Life environment that I've dreamed of for 20 years. And I think we can do that with Traveler. I really think we can turn it into from a little city block neighborhood into a much bigger kind of subculture. It's a, you know, like a whole little town of people that's significant, where we might have 20 or 30 servers and serve several, you know, thousands of people. And it could just grow from that perspective. And I think as you get more people and you have a good leadership, more energy comes in and the platform starts to morph and there's just more turning on it. And I think it could grow from a neighborhood into a whole block of the city. And maybe that's a metaphor. And it, through various means, through direct R&D grants, through a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, elbow grease, just accepting that it's a slower time frame than a business would operate. And anyway, a lot of care and giving.
Well, there were some realities that I faced trying to put this virtual party room together, as Wanda would tell you. We would have loved not to have to go through portals to get to various parts of the room. I think I know that all of this is going to coincide at the same time. You know, first there'll be there'll be some financial support, then there'll be some interest from universities, then there'll be some breakthroughs, then then the voice will get cleaner, then bands will start to use it as promotional packages and ship Traveler with their CD, which was one of the considerations that I had thought of for this. There are certain limitations still within the context that are going to have to be within the context of Traveler, it has to be overcome for this to be available for the middle road Windows user. And until that happens, I kind of tend to agree with Steve. Nothing really is going to move forward. You have to be able to, for instance, change pictures on the walls without being a techno whiz. You have to be able to build rooms with passageways that are not just cubes, that are not finite on the outside. They don't have to be big, but they have to be as interesting as a room would be. You should be able to change by just doing... Okay, that's another limitation. You should be able to have... You're not going to be able to have a community if you have to go through portals to get to the next store. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me just
Let me just raise one other thing that is very, very unique to this wonderful program with George Sadler.
Steve Phillips is talking.
Damn, why is that happening? Sorry.
I'm not hearing him. That sometimes happens.
I'm just saying that they limit the flow. What if you didn't have to go through a portal to get to that room where you had something in common? If you're using the portal as a denial tactic, you know, or a way of limiting the access, well, I suppose that has a value. But to me, a portal is more difficult than going through a doorway or turning down a corridor or walking through the door of a shop.
I think having been, if I may interrupt or add something,
One at a time.
Sorry, I think we're not hearing the other speaker, so it's difficult. That's another bug we need to fix.
All right. Whoever was talking about invisible and portals, go ahead and talk, and then... Or maybe you should re-enter.
Oh, I just re-entered, and I'm hearing everybody.
But what they do is destroy, to me, the reason that I think portals are a hindrance, is they destroy the illusion of reality. Now, maybe that's okay. Maybe we're creating, you know, on one hand, we are creating a different kind of reality. But on the other hand, part of what I find attractive about this roof space and the library below and the lounge below that, a lot of the rooms that I've been to on Traveler, is that they're close enough to the real thing to promote a kind of exchange that seems to approach a real human exchange. I just find the idea of having to go through a portal almost like having to go through a time gate, and I think it's a hindrance.
There's two different
too. What the heck? I mean, we love portals. If without portals, you know, this little building that we built, that Wanda put together, wouldn't exist. You have to have a portal to be able to get to the library, and you have to have a portal to go from the library to the lounge. So I don't think we're at opposites. I just think it's an evolution that's needed to come.
But
I'm not necessarily disagreeing. Active worlds, you have to go off in a direction, and the artwork appears as you draw near to it. Conversely, the artwork behind you disappears. And if you were to go back, you'd have to load that up all over again. But they have the ability to go over a wide range of real estate and without portals. So that's one school of thought. Or ours is, you load the room once and you have it in your cache. You don't have to load it again, ever. And when you go back there, going back is very, very quick. And so those are two different schools of thought that have constantly been at odds. I'm sorry, Bruce, go ahead.
Well, I may, one of the things, I think we are real serious this time about setting up the team. And Noel, it would be wonderful to have you on that team as an advisor for improving the platform. I think this is going to happen in the very near future, and we're going to see maybe by the new year if we can have the code base and Dave Collins involved and have the ability to start looking at the resource issue and have a working group together that would involve a lot of people and put up a site and put up a list and then really formalize this. I can't lead it. I'll be a member of it. That's happening. I think once you see the platform jump to the new D3D OpenGL and supporting more modern file formats, you'll have wonderful things like Brillo is doing, where you set up some parameters and a room is built from a database and assembled. on the fly with the textures and objects you want, and that you could be in the world and do what's called in-world building, where you right-click on a surface and a little prop sheet comes up and you say, I want a picture here, and the picture's at this URL, or I want music to be associated with this turnstile here when someone goes through, and that's all reflected across all the different members would see that change. And then you can have bots that change the picture on the wall and do a slideshow. All kinds of things will be possible, including movies on running on the surfaces, as we did with Adobe Atmosphere. So having the flexibility of the built code base, which we do now, and then the team and good advice and good, we'll just evolve it. We'll build it and evolve it for 2-3 years and add these features. Anyway, that's my hopes.
Well, that's great, and I'm very flattered that you would think, okay, I truly am a layman, but, you know, to whatever extent I can contribute, I would be delighted. I fell in love with Traveler about 2 years ago, and I just was so tickled. I was mostly incredibly moved by how freely Oz and Wanda and Bruce were with their talents and their time to make Traveler a reality for somebody that they didn't really know that well. And that is true. That is something that Steve spoke to. That is the community that we come here for.
Can I just ask and add one more thing, Noel, with this, your involvement? Unfortunately for you, I suppose, the word, the name Noel Stokey, Stookie, has a certain meaning outside of this little group. That's not to say that you're not well thought of within, but the name Noel Stookey had a certain pulling power. I think that not only you personally being part of the team, I think, is important, but also your name. I was just wondering on behalf of, I suppose, Digital Space, and maybe I'm stepping on toes and not doing the right thing, but could we also use your name? Because, unfortunately, it's a valuable commodity.
Oh, I think its importance is greatly exaggerated, but to whatever it would be helpful. I mean, certainly the limited group of people that know Peter, Paul, and Mary's involvement in high tech, and that's usually through Noel, Paul, Stookie, because he's the one who's always been into high tech. That limited window might be of some benefit. Certainly, you know, there is a, if there's an ability to lend a credibility to the seriousness of the intention, then perhaps it could help, because it would mean that, you know, like Michael Nesmith, like somebody who has made a name in another field, there is some serious, you know, ongoing sensibility that this can have an impact on everybody's future. If you follow that, you're as good as Peter Yarrow.
Yeah, I think. I think you basically said yes. And if you did,
well,
we will use it, I'm
sure.
You
really asked me a direct question.
Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose I got back what I deserve.
So I think we're agreed that we would like to involve, you know, musicians, celebrities, but also there's a large need for this, particularly grown-up version of this, in the universities. They could make a lot of use of it. But I must quote Steve DiPaola, who laid this wisdom on me years ago when I was thinking of inviting industry in to try and save the day then, first time Traveler died. Just be careful who you go to bed with. You know, if we invite Budweiser or McDonald's or some of these other people, I mean, we stand a very real danger of just shooting ourselves in the foot. And I don't think industry is the answer here.
I think industry is not the answer, but honestly, I do think that storefronts might be, and they could be from a band, know, you could have, there could be, it's like Greenwich Village has this, had in the 60s, this kind of intimacy, where because you came to one locale and there was somebody singing in one of the coffee houses, the moment that the act finished, even the artists themselves went out the door and down the block and into the next coffee house because there was somebody interesting working down there. I think that that could happen here.
I think there's room for even for commerce, you know, which is along the lines of what you're talking about. I give an example like this. Wouldn't it be cool if there were a telephone in the corner of the room and we could go up to it and we have a choice? Either we could allow everybody in the room to hear both sides of the conversation, or we could allow everybody in the room to hear one side of the conversation, or we can disallow anybody in the room from hearing the conversation at all. But as long as we have a net-to-phone account or a Bowpad account or a Skype account or something like that, we can use that phone, you know, make a place a call from cyberspace to the real world. And so that's saying, hey, we're allowing commerce. We'd like to see our world grow, but we don't want anybody taking over and Bill Gates-ing the whole thing.
I understand, and I think that that's right. I think that's a good vision.
We don't want anybody to have the ability to pull the plug out of it again.
Didn't I know that when Steve was hot on the track of getting the original code for Traveler, up came a list with, 50 or so suggestions for how we can improve Traveler?
That list still exists.
I believe it.
One of the things on the list for me is, you know, there's a whole breadth of what digital space is involved in, not only the NASA work, and as you know, Noel, Galen's work and our work on the NIH project for autistic children. But the idea that we've been in the avatar arena for 10 years now, and what we're trying to do is there's another project called Blobber, and it's Stuart Gold, and it's not 3D. But it's little round blobs that appear on a web page that show how many people are on that same page and allow those people to communicate. Because in effect, like the Greenwich Village of the time, you actually have to put your storefront where the traffic is coming through, and that generally is on the web. So little specialty sites that could have an ActiveX version or plugin version of Traveler that just is very easy, installs and throws you into a room, may indeed prove to be a way to create social meeting spaces right associated with people's sites. And I have a special interest site called the DigiBarn Computer Museum, and at times it gets a vast amount of traffic. And as the traffic goes up on some event, like it's on television or something, people tend to jump in and they notice that there are 65 people on a certain page. And a few of them click on the blobber, on the blob, and join into a discussion on a certain computer system they care about. And you get these little spontaneous meetings. And it's always been my thought that the one place Traveler can play is to be a little embedded meeting space on a web page. Now, of course, having people set up their microphones and everything, there's a little complexity there compared to a text chat. But anyway, that's just two bits.
Yeah, well, that's kind of cute, and I understand being able to have a junior version, kind of like a Traveler Lite, that invites people to become more involved in this kind of setup. I thought your description, by the way, of being able to program on the fly was so attractive. I mean, I can't think of anybody who's involved in the arts who would not be just in love with something like creating three-dimensional worlds that easily.
I think there's a flip side to that coin. I think there's they've had some communities, correct me if I'm wrong, they've even done interactive worlds where people come in, they build a really nice place, and they never come back, and you have this huge, beautiful ghost town. And I think there's a lot of room for, persistence there, but with population.
See, that's why I say that there are basically two groups of people. One group that love the the complexities of a room and want to enjoy the room, whereas you've got the other group of people that, you know, like the environment, but want to meet the people. And I think a classic example, I would have to say one of the most popular rooms in Traveller would be the cellar. It's dark, it's dingy, it's sweet tears is relatively boring. I don't like it, quite frankly. I don't know.
Can't hear you, Steve.
You must have been visited by representatives from the cellar. Alright, is it time for a little poetry?
Steve recently moved out to the country. I hear he's on a dial-up.
Poet away.
Is it time for a little poetry?
Say yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, he's moved. Oh, there he goes.
I discovered that what I'm about to read you, it only applies to about 30 to 40% of you. A doctor told me that this is not going to be understood by the remaining 60%. Still, I think you'll get a kick out of it. Are you ready?
That'd be me.
The asparagus. Have you noticed that the asparagus, or am I the only one, fragrantly defies its passing though the meal is done? What is it about that vegetable, if I might ask the question, that causes the odor to linger after its ingestion? Our bodies transform fruits and produce quickly into waste, to be dumped sometimes with ceremony in their proper place. But body chemistry must find the asparagus unpleasant, since after dinner its bouquet is immediately present. Kings upon their golden thrones and queens on ivory daises must proclaim the asparagus, despite their royal biases, a most tenacious vegetable. And surely you agree, or I suspect that soon you will, when you sit down to prepare the unique asparagus. Its aroma quite surprising, pungent at first bite, and then again, like phoenix rising. Olfactorily reborn, transcending even death, I guess, I raise my nostrils in salute to the asparagus. Thank you very much. Yep. All right. Now, how many of you really can't smell asparagus in your pee when you go to the bathroom?
Oh yeah.
Use your hands.
I don't have any.
Look on the. Everybody here who believes in telekinesis, raise my hand.
Yeah.
So, Peabody, are we back in shape over in the server?
I don't know. You can't test it by yourself. I failed that the first time around. It's been replaced.
You wrote me yes.
Well, it is 10:30, and I think Steve is probably long overdue to talk about the chapel. This probably was not the kind of virtual party that everybody was expecting, but I loved it. I'm just so honored to have all you heavyweights to talk to about the dreams and hopes and wishes for a traveler. It was a great experience for me. I hope you guys had a good time.
Absolutely.
The honor was ours.
I enjoyed it.
The honor. You can stay in touch, everybody. And
I'd love to be of whatever kind of help I can be.
Well, let me know what you'd like to hear from you people.
I'd love to be in some kind of email contact with Amos as soon as possible, and then bring a couple of my friends here at school to audit one of their classes.
Well, as for the classes, I can hook you up with Professor Paola Bracconi, and she's the one who teaches conversational Italian to Swedish people at the university. She's actually from Delarna University, but she's using the facilities, you know, at Umeå University that, you know, on Allstate Europe. And, yeah, I can set that up in a short space of time. I need only know when's good for you and when she next has a class, but I can definitely hook you guys up.
Okay, maybe email is an easier way to start.
Okay. Gesture, did you have something you wanted to say? Oh, pardon me, Jen's ornament. Oh, okay. Jen's girlfriend.
They're upside down, they're gone.
Right,
yeah.
I was just saying, curious. Y'all were talking about getting more people.
I think I can say we will always have room for you, okay? There will always be a social side to this. But what we're talking about is involving others for development and for funding. And that's kind of what the point of the conversation was. We're not trying to exclude anybody, and most certainly not you.
Oh, yeah. Take chat room, the first thing they think. I'm going to go in there, somebody's going to hit.
Oh, boy.
In the news, about chat rooms, per se. Not this one, but per se.
That was my two cents. I mean, I felt very comfortable here. The first time I landed in here, this is the only chat room I've ever been in where men are hitting on me, where they're not wanting my phone number, they're not wanting, you know, they don't talk appropriately to me or anything else. And that's what I love about it. That's why I stay here. I've learned a lot from Oz and all of the text on Ozgate, more than I've ever learned running a computer. And I know I got a longer way to go. But that was my only thing. I mean, you know, if you try to get a corporate person in, are they going to recognize what you're trying to do, or are they going to first thing think, oh, it's a chat room? You know, you see what I'm saying?
That's why Traveler is special to so many people. We're never going to let it turn into
I think we're agreed that we don't want companies taking over. As I said before, we don't want to give anybody the ability to pull the plug on us ever and twice, and it devastated the population. It really thinned the herd, and what we're trying to do is propagate the species.
I think, Noel, you had to go, right, at 10:30 back there on the East Coast. We should probably wrap up the session if Noel needs to go, and hopefully Steve Turner is coming back online soon.
Do what?